Lesson 72, Alma chapter 5, verses 37 through 62. Introduction. As Alma continued preaching in Zarahemla, he warned the people that the decision to follow or reject his words held serious consequences. Alma also compared Jesus Christ to a good shepherd who called after them and desired to bring them back to his fold. He encouraged the people to repent and avoid the unclean things of the world so they could inherit the kingdom of heaven. Suggestions for teaching. Alma chapter 5, verses 37 through 42 and 53 through 62. Alma warns the wicked and invites all to hearken to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Display the picture Jesus carrying a lost lamb. In what ways is the Savior the Good Shepherd? After a few students have answered, read the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. Quote, "In Jesus' time, the Palestinian shepherd was noted for his protection of his sheep. Unlike modern sheep herders, the shepherd always walked ahead of his flock. He led them. The shepherd knew each of the sheep and usually had a name for each. The sheep knew his voice and trusted him and would not follow a stranger. Thus, when called, the sheep would come to him." Jesus used this common illustration of his day to declare that he was the Good Shepherd, the true shepherd. Because of his love for his brothers and sisters, he would willingly and voluntarily lay down his life for them. End quote. Help students remember the context of Alma 5 by explaining that Alma went to preach to the people of Zarahemla who were like sheep having no shepherd. Ask students to recall the challenges the people of Zarahemla faced and what Alma encouraged them to do. You might briefly review several key verses from the previous lesson, such as Alma chapter 5, verses 14 through 20, to help students remember some of this background. Ensure that students understand that the people of Zarahemla were in an awful situation because of their wickedness. Invite two or three students to take turns reading aloud from Alma chapter 5, verses 37 through 42. Ask the class to look for ways a person can tell whether he or she is one of the Savior's sheep. After students share what they have found, ask the following questions. How are people like sheep in need of a shepherd? According to Alma chapter 5, verses 37 through 38, how does the Good Shepherd show his love and concern for the sheep? He continues to call after them in his own name. According to Alma chapter 5, verse 41, how can we tell if we are hearkening to the voice of the Good Shepherd? What are some works that might indicate that a person is following the Good Shepherd? After students have responded, ask a student to read the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson, who described men and women who are committed to following Jesus Christ. You might want to prepare a copy of this statement for each student. Quote, "When you choose to follow Christ, you choose to be changed. Men and women changed for Christ will be captained by Christ. Their will is swallowed up in His will. They do always those things that please the Lord. Not only would they die for the Lord, but more important, they want to live for Him. Enter their homes and the pictures on their walls, the books on their shelves, the music in the air, their words and acts reveal them as Christians. They stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. They have Christ on their minds as they look unto Him in every thought. They have Christ in their hearts as their affections are placed on Him forever. Almost every week they partake of the sacrament and witness anew to their eternal Father that they are willing to take upon them the name of His Son, always remember Him, and keep His commandments." End quote. Invite students to read Alma chapter 5, verses 53 through 56 silently, searching for attitudes and actions that make it difficult for someone to hearken to the voice of the Savior. After a few minutes, invite a few students to write their findings on the board. Have them write their answers so they can fill up as much of the board as possible. Ask them to add other attitudes or actions they have seen around them that make it difficult to hearken to the voice of the Savior. Students' answers might include laying aside or ignoring God's teachings, pride, vanity, setting our hearts upon riches and worldly things, thinking we are better than others, persecuting the righteous, or turning our backs on the poor and needy. You may want to draw students' attention to Alma's repeated use of the word persist, emphasizing that the people of Zarahemla persisted in these sinful behaviors and attitudes. Create some space to write in the middle of the board by erasing a portion of the students' answers. In that space, write, "Follow the voice of the Good Shepherd." Invite a student to read Alma chapter 5, verse 57 aloud. Ask the class to identify phrases that teach how we should respond to evil influences. "Come ye out from the wicked, be ye separate, and touch not their unclean things." You may want to suggest that students mark these phrases in their scriptures. Point out that these phrases emphasize the need to avoid anything that would corrupt or contaminate us spiritually. To help students discuss how they can tune out distractions, avoid evil influences, and follow the voice of the Good Shepherd, ask questions such as the following. What can a Latter-day Saint youth do to stay separate from the wicked? To reinforce students' answers, consider sharing a positive example you have seen in one of the students in your class. You might also invite students to share good examples they have seen in each other. According to Alma chapter 5, verses 56 through 57, what are the consequences of persisting in wickedness? If we persist in wickedness, we will be unable to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and we cannot be numbered among the righteous. If there is time, give students a few minutes to ponder the following question. You may want to have them answer the question in notebooks or scripture study journals. What would the Lord have you do to better accept His invitation to come unto Him? You might suggest that the answer could be something they feel a need to do better, or it could be something they need to stop doing. Invite students to read Alma chapter 5, verses 58 through 62 silently, looking for blessings promised to those who gather with the Lord and His people. You may want to suggest that students mark these blessings in their scriptures. How would you summarize the Lord's promise to those who hearken to His voice? Though students may suggest different principles, make sure they understand that if we follow the voice of the Lord, the Good Shepherd, we will be gathered into His kingdom. You might want to write this principle on the board. What habits have you developed that help you hearken to the voice of the Good Shepherd? How have these habits helped you ignore some of the evil influences listed on the board? Testify that as we hearken to the Savior's words, we will be among the righteous who are gathered into the Lord's kingdom. Alma chapter 5, verses 43 through 52. Alma fulfills his responsibility to preach repentance. Ask students to list the five physical senses, sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. Consider bringing some objects that will allow students to use these senses. What is something you have learned from each of your five senses? Is there a way to know or learn something without using your five senses? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Alma chapter 5, verses 44 through 48. Ask the class to look for what Alma said he knew and how he said he knew it. According to Alma 5:48, what did Alma know? What did Alma say was the source of his testimony? What had Alma done in order to receive this witness from the Holy Ghost? How can prayer and fasting help us gain or strengthen a testimony of the gospel? When have you felt your testimony has been strengthened through prayer or fasting? Testify that we can know for ourselves, through the Holy Ghost, that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of mankind. To emphasize the importance of seeking and obtaining a personal testimony that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of mankind, read the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Individual personal testimony of gospel truth, particularly the divine life and mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, is essential to our eternal life. In other words, eternal life is predicated upon our own individual personal knowledge of our Father in heaven and His Holy Son. Simply knowing about them is not enough. We must have personal, spiritual experiences to anchor us. These come through seeking them in the same intense, single-minded way that a hungry person seeks food. End quote. Give students time to write their answers to the following question. Also encourage them to write down what they will do to gain or strengthen their testimonies of Jesus Christ. Encourage them to accomplish their goals, even if it takes many days. Note: encourage application. President Thomas S. Monson said, quote, "The aim of gospel teaching is to inspire the individual to think about, feel about, and then do something about living gospel principles," end quote. As you teach gospel principles to students, invite them to follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost in selecting ways they can improve their conduct and strengthen their faith in Jesus Christ. When have you felt the Holy Ghost witness to you that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of the world? Invite students to read Alma chapter 5, verses 49 through 52 silently, looking for what Alma told the people they needed to do to prepare to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why is repentance essential to entering into the kingdom of God? To help students apply Alma's teachings about preparing to enter God's kingdom, ask a student to read the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "What if the day of His coming were tomorrow? If we knew that we would meet the Lord tomorrow, through our premature death or through His unexpected coming, what would we do today? What confessions would we make? What practices would we discontinue? What accounts would we settle? What forgivenesses would we extend? What testimonies would we bear? If we would do those things then, why not now? Why not seek peace while peace can be obtained?" End quote. Conclude by giving students time to ponder what they would need to change in their lives to be prepared to meet the Savior and enter into His kingdom. Invite them to write their thoughts and feelings so they can reread their thoughts later and be reminded to follow through on the promptings they receive.